The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jane Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll begin with Your Solutions from First for Women. It's just a couple cute little tricks and tips. First, to remove hairspray from mirrors. Tired of those pesky hairspray marks on your mirror? To remedy this sticky situation, mix equal parts white vinegar and water in a spray bottle and spritz onto the glass. Let sit for a minute, then wipe with a clean paper towel or microfiber cloth. The vinegar works its magic by breaking down the tacky residue, leaving you with a spotless mirror and a clear reflection. Doodle your way to calm. Stress sketching is the new zen. A few carefree doodles can calm your mind, ease tension, and spark a sense of tranquility. No artistic talent required. Even better, this low-key creative outlet is a guilt-free way to let your mind wander and recharge. And how can you prevent windburn cheeks? Use aloe vera. Not only is aloe cooling, its antioxidant properties create a protective barrier on the skin. From Good Housekeeping, these small changes can transform your health. There's no need to rethink your entire way of life. These incremental moves will yield big payoffs. And they offer several. First, add a veggie. It's oh so easy to rely on standbys like broccoli and carrots, especially if you live with a what is that kind of eater. But by expanding your roster, you have a better chance of eating a bigger variety of nutrients. And you might excite your palate enough to eat even more veggies, which are linked to a lower risk of dying of heart disease. So a few times each week, try Jerusalem artichokes, kabocha squash, dinosaur kale, or something else novel to you. Next, give your toes more space. I said toes. Women's feet tend to get bigger in midlife, especially after pregnancy. This is per Brad Schaefer, a New York City foot surgeon. He adds most women he sees are wearing the wrong shoe size. This can have a ripple effect on your body and affect your knees, hips, and lower back, he says. Seek out a shoe store or a podiatrist to get properly measured. Exercise smarter, not longer. Many people think the only way to get results is to do more and more exercise, but there are other options. Yes, any workout you'll actually do is good exercise, but research shows that working out more intensely, rather than just spending more time exercising, can improve spatial memory, the kind that helps you recall where you left your keys. Boy, do I need that. If you have 20 minutes, go all out for 1 minute, rest for 1 minute, and repeat 6 to 10 more times. Jack up your calcium. As you get older, your body gets worse at absorbing this mineral, but it is key for strong bones as well as your heart, muscles, nerves, and hormones. Make a point of reaching for calcium-rich foods such as dairy products. Yogurt is especially good. Leafy greens such as collard greens and kale. Tofu and sardines. And ask your doctor or dietitian if you should take a supplement. Women need 1,000 milligrams of calcium daily until age 50, 1,200 milligrams a day after that. Grab a paintbrush or a camera, a lump of clay, or some oil pastels. Getting into a focused creative zone is a boon for both body and mind. Research has found that mindfulness-based art therapy might ease menopausal stress and offer a boost in other areas, such as nutritious eating and relationship health. Plus, when you try something you haven't done before, your brain creates new neurons and connections, and your memory is affected positively as well. Oh, another one about the feet. Treat your feet. It's time to bestow a little love on them. Data shows that reflexology, a special kind of foot massage, can help people sleep an hour longer and ease fatigue and anxiety levels. Before bed, Use your thumbs to knead circles across your soles or roll a tennis ball along the bottoms of your feet. Find your flock. According to British research, seeing or hearing birds was associated with a lasting boost in mental health, mental well-being. Go for a bird-watching walk or put out a bird feeder. Sit at the window next to your cat and watch your worries take flight. Ditch diet drinks. Yes, it's time to swap them for sparkling water. In a 14-year study of middle-aged women, those who drank more than 20 ounces of diet soda a week faced twice the risk of diabetes of those who didn't drink artificially sweetened or sugar-sweetened beverages. Chemicals in artificial sweeteners can trigger changes to the gut microbiome that harm metabolic health. Moisturize everywhere. Vaginal moisturizers can help you avoid painful sex resulting from dry thinning tissues, says Susan Loeb-Zietlin, an OBGYN at Weill Cornell Medicine. While lubricants are great for minimizing friction during sex, vaginal moisturizers help produce and lock in moisture, just as facial moisturizers do. Pick one with hyaluronic acid. Some studies found it as effective as vaginal estrogen at improving dryness. Mark your calendar. This is your reminder to add that colonoscopy, that vaccination, and any other important procedures, exams, and screenings to your calendar. If a mammogram is on your to-do list, there's a way to make it a little less unpleasant. Look for an imaging center that uses a system called SmartCurve. Its compression surface is curved like a woman's breast, which may decrease underarm pinching and pain. Meet for coffee. Drinking 2 to 3 cups a day of your favorite brew, decaf is fine, can lead to a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and early death. If you like the taste, go for espresso. It boasts more antioxidants, which may help stave off dementia. More than any other beverage, says Lisa Mascani, director of the Women's Brain Initiative at Weill Cornell Medicine. Just make sure you sip the caffeinated stuff early enough that you can still fall asleep at night. Yeah, I need at least 6 hours after caffeine. Plan to win. This is the last one. Spend 15 minutes a day imagining what life would be like when you accomplish your goals, advises Susan Krauss-Whitborn, professor emerita of psychological and brain sciences at the University of Massachusetts. Over time, your outlook may become sunnier. A good thing, as optimists are more likely to live to age 90 or beyond, a study shows. From Woman's Day, our favorite self-tanners. Practice sun safety and avoid UV damage with proven products that deliver a golden glow without the sun. First, the best gradual self-tanner, Jergens Natural Glow Daily Moisturizer. That's available for $13 at Target and various drugstores and retailers. Their best spray option, Saint-Tropez Self-Tan Express Bronzing Mist. This is the pricey one. $46, available at Ulta. The best mousse formula, Ulta Beauty Collection Express Self-Tan Tinted Mousse. That's at Ulta as well, $12. 12 versus 46. And then the best lotion formula, L'Oreal Paris Sublime Bronze Tinted Self-Tanning Lotion in Medium, $11 at various retailers and drugstores and such. From First for Women, 5 books we're loving now, and I hope these are all available for you on Audible. First is a romance, Is She Really Going Out With Him? By Sophie Cousins, Cousens. Struggling at work, magazine writer Anna Appleby ends up pitching a column in which she'll go on 7 dates with men chosen by her kids. She soon discovers the horrors of post-divorce dating, all while fighting her handsome work nemesis, Will, who is writing his own dating column. A piece of contemporary fiction called Once More from the Top by Emily Layden, Layden. Dylan Reed is a pop icon. She released her debut album in high school, and she's grown up in the public eye ever since. She's mastered how to craft a perfect melody and a perfect public image. That's why everyone feels they know her. But no one knows this. Her childhood friend Kelsey vanished the year before Dylan became famous. So when Kelsey's body is found in the bottom of their hometown lake, Dylan is forced to face her past. Next, a mystery called Think Twice by Harlan Coben, C-O-B-E-N. Former basketball star Myron is stunned when federal agents walk into his office and demand to know where his former associate Greg is. The problem? Greg died 3 years ago, or so Myron thought. Now Myron and his friend Wynn must find out if Greg really is alive. A fantasy piece, Somewhere Beyond the Sea, by T.J. Klune, K-L-U-N-E. Arthur Parnassus seeks to adopt 6 magical children in a world that has branded them as dangerous. On his journey, Arthur faces oppression, but he makes it his life's work to fight for the freedom and safety of all magical people. And last, a memoir called Dinner for Vampires, Life on a Cult TV Show, by Bethany Joy Lenz. Bethany Joy Lenz was just about to make her breakthrough as a lead on One Tree Hill, but behind the scenes, the actress was dealing with devastation after joining what she would later realize was a cult that took over every aspect of her life. After enduring years of trauma, Lenz was only able to escape once she became a mother. From First for Women, in focus, Cup of Comfort. Cocoa can protect your heart health. Next time stress has you reaching for a sweet treat, consider sipping hot cocoa along with it. Doing so may outsmart the negative health effects of the fatty foods, say scientists in the journal Nutrients. In their study, subjects who ate a high-fat meal and drank high-flavanol cocoa before a stressful event had better blood vessel function, which is a measure of heart health, up to 90 minutes later. From Good Housekeeping's Textiles Lab, how can I find the perfect white t-shirt? Their answer? It's tough. Even small differences in fabric and fit can affect the overall look. But whether you're going for a casual vibe or something more upscale, look for, and there's 3 things, cut. For a classic fit, pick a crew neck that extends to the collarbone and has a hip-length hemline. To mix it up, consider a cropped hem, a V-neck, or a boxy shape. Fiber content. 100% cotton is soft and breathable. Cotton blends with Lycocell and Modal can help with stretch, softness, and drape. And opacity. In natural light, slide your hand inside the shirt. If you can see your hand, the shirt is sheer, perfect for a warm weekend. A more opaque shirt could work for the office or a dinner out. Here is a list of their favorites. There's 3. An everyday essential. This affordable, body-skimming crew neck looks great loose, tucked in, or layered under a sweater. Plus, in our opacity test, the substantial material fully hid a black bra. It's the Uniqlo, U-N-I-Q-L-O, women's crew neck t-shirt, available at Uniqlo.com, U-N-I-Q-L-O.com, for $15. A fan favorite fit? Loved by Good Housekeeping analysts, this relaxed tee has a stylish boxy fit and a subtly cropped hem. It comes in a medium weight and looks great paired with high-waisted bottoms. It's the Everlane The Box Cut Tee at everlane.com, E-V-E-R-L-A-N-E.com, $30. And an elevated classic. Soft and comfy yet chic enough to wear to the office, this t-shirt has refined details like a thicker collar and slightly longer sleeves. Our testers said the heavyweight fabric felt substantial and looked polished. It's the clean cut, regular t-shirt at COS.com, COS.com, $45. And how to keep white tees clean? Our cleaning lab experts share tips to ensure that your shirts will stay fresh. First, allow deodorant or antiperspirant to dry fully before you get dressed. Chemicals in deodorant could be the culprit in pesky pit stains, say our good housekeeping chemists. Some ingredients can attract sweat and dirt, while others leave behind waxy residues that can cause discoloration. If you do get underarm stains, pre-treat them promptly to prevent yellowing. 2. Use the warmest water that is recommended on the care label when laundering for better stain removal, and add some non-chlorine bleach if it's safe for the fabric. And 3. Wash separately or with other white garments. The benefits of sorting laundry to prevent colors from transferring in the wash wasn't a myth. This helps keep a white t-shirt bright. I save up whites. My husband luckily wears a lot of white socks, and I save up and do all the whites together. From First for Women, some simple wellness solutions. Every minute of exercise counts. We all know daily movement is a heart-healthy must, but getting the perks is easier than we think. In a Lancet study, women who log just 3.4 minutes of vigorous, intermittent lifestyle physical activity, which they actually have VILPA is what they call it, daily, for vigorous, intermittent lifestyle physical activity, including activities like sprinting upstairs, carrying groceries, or chasing an energetic dog. People who do that, 51% less likely to have a heart attack than women who didn't get that in. The reason? Even brief bouts of blood-pumping exercise strengthen the heart. Natural way to ward off migraines? Filling up on foods rich in the B vitamin folate, such as lentils, chickpeas, asparagus, and avocados, could protect against migraines, say researchers in the journal Frontiers in Nutrition. In their study, migraine risk was up to 35% lower in people who got 515 micrograms of folate a day compared to those who got less than 251 micrograms per day. Experts explain that folate keeps a lid on homocysteine, I think, an amino acid that contributes to migraines by triggering blood vessel damage and constriction. And a surprise key to healthy indoor air? Your air fryer can cut levels of potentially dangerous indoor air pollutants, researchers in indoor air say. They found that air frying chicken created up to 99% less airborne particulate matter and fewer VOCs, that's volatile organic compounds, than deep frying, stir frying, and boiling. That's key since high exposure to PMs and VOCs have been linked to health problems. And how do you banish pet owners from furniture? Well, here's an idea. Slip scented dryer sheets between the sofa cushions. The sheets will give the furniture a pleasant aroma. And another option, sprinkle baking soda over the cushions, then vacuum after an hour or two. The powder absorbs stubborn odors, and then you vacuum them away. All right, eggplant parmesan recipe from First for Women. Active time, 5 minutes. Total time, 25, and this serves 2. We need 1 eggplant trimmed and sliced in half lengthwise, 1 to 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 3/4 to 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 3/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 cup marinara sauce, 1/2 cup part skim mozzarella cheese, 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, and crushed red pepper flakes, optional for heat. And it says, note, there's no need to peel the eggplant. The skin will soak up the marinara sauce and add extra flavor and nutrition. Heat oven to 420. That's a different degree than we usually use. 420. Mist a baking sheet with oil spray. Score the flesh of the eggplant halves by creating a crosshatch pattern using the tip of a knife. Place cut side up on prepared baking sheet and drizzle olive oil evenly over the tops. Sprinkle on salt and pepper. Roast in the oven for 20 to 25 minutes until eggplant is fork tender and juicy. You should be able to squish the flesh with a fork. If it looks dry, spritz oil spray over the top and place back in the oven for 5 more minutes or so. Remove from oven. Add sauce evenly over the tops. Sprinkle on mozzarella, parmesan, and red pepper flakes if you're using them. Place back in the oven on the top rack for about 5 more minutes until cheese is melted and bubbly, watching carefully to make sure the cheese doesn't burn. Let slightly cool and serve. From Magnolia, Huevos Rancheros Bowl. Prep time 15 minutes, and this makes one bowl. And it says, toss 1/2 cup each hot cooked black beans and steamed chopped sweet potato with 1 teaspoon taco seasoning in a bowl. Add sliced avocado, a hot cooked breakfast sausage patty, optional, 1 fried egg, a warm corn tortilla, and a lime wedge. Top with fresh cilantro leaves and crumbled cotija cheese. Drizzle with purchased salsa verde and or creamy chipotle sauce, which I have the recipe for. For the creamy chipotle sauce, whisk together 1/4 cup Mexican crema or sour cream, 1 teaspoon finely chopped chipotle chili in adobo sauce, 1/2 teaspoon fresh lime juice, a pinch of garlic powder, and kosher salt to taste. And they offer a tip for how to cook a perfect fried egg, if you're going to throw that in here. Melt a pat of butter in a skillet over medium. Break egg into the skillet. Reduce heat to medium-low. Cook egg 3 to 4 minutes or until the white is almost completely set and the yolk starts to thicken. Turn the egg over and cook for 1 minute more. Season to taste with kosher salt and black pepper. From First Fur Women, zucchini fries. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 35. And this makes enough for 6 people. We need 3/4 cup of sour cream, 1 scallion chopped, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh dill, 2 tablespoons ketchup, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup Italian-style dry breadcrumbs, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 1 pound of zucchini halved crosswise, cut lengthwise into 1/2-inch thick wedges, and 2 eggs beaten. Heat oven to 425 degrees. Coat 2 large rimmed baking sheets with cooking spray. In a bowl, combine sour cream, scallion, dill, ketchup, 1/2 teaspoon paprika, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Reserve. In separate bowl, combine the flour, remaining paprika, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. In another bowl, combine breadcrumbs and Parmesan cheese. Coat zucchini in the flour mixture first, then dip into the eggs, then coat in the breadcrumb mixture. Place 1 inch apart in a single layer on the baking sheets. Bake, flipping once until golden and just tender, about 4 minutes per side. Serve with sour cream dip. And how about raspberry sparklers? Active in total time, 15 minutes, and this makes 6 drinks, or drinks for 6. We need 1/2 cup frozen raspberries thawed, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, ice cubes, a regular size bottle of Prosecco or champagne chilled, 12 fresh raspberries, and 6 cocktail skewers. In a pot, combine thawed frozen raspberries, sugar, lemon juice, and half cup water over medium heat. Cook, stirring often until sugar dissolves and berries break down, 5 to 8 minutes. In a fine mesh strainer set over a medium bowl, using rubber spatula, stir and push the mixture through the sieve. Discard solids. Cover and chill this raspberry syrup. Then, when ready to serve, divide the raspberry syrup among tall glasses, then fill with ice. Dividing evenly, top with Prosecco. Thread 2 fresh raspberries onto each skewer, and then garnish the drinks with the skewers. They show them balanced over the top of the drink. It's a tall, skinny glass, so the skewers just set right on top. From Good Housekeeping, pork chops with celery and apple salad. Active in total time, 25 minutes. And this serves 4. Heat oven to 400. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large oven-proof skillet on medium. Season 4 6-ounce boneless pork chops, each about an inch thick, with a quarter teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Cook until golden brown on one side, 4 to 5 minutes. Flip and cook 1 minute, then transfer skillet to oven and roast until thermometer registers 145 degrees when inserted into the thickest part, 2 to 4 minutes. Transfer to plates and let rest until ready to serve, 4 minutes. I'm sorry, until ready to serve, period. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together 2.5 tablespoons oil, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Toss in 4 ribs of celery, thinly sliced, plus 1/2 cup celery leaves, 1 green apple, quartered, cored, and thinly sliced crosswise, 2 Persian cucumbers, halved lengthwise and thinly sliced, 1 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, 2 medjool dates, pitted and chopped, and 1/2 of 3 tablespoons roasted salted pistachios, chopped. Then serve salad alongside pork, sprinkled with the remaining chopped pistachios. It does look rather delightful. From First for Women, pack up your worries. Taking a trip has some unexpected health benefits. Time to book a getaway. A study in the Journal of Travel Research suggests that travel could actually slow aging. How? It turns out simple travel experiences, like meeting new people, getting better sleep, and trying new things, can lower stress and boost metabolism. The researchers say these changes help your immune system thrive and may even keep signs of aging at bay. And a quick quote, "What we have once enjoyed, we can never lose. All that we love deeply becomes a part of us." And that's by Helen Keller. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.